The 2022 election may be mere months away, but in Arizona, thanks to the persistence of Republican state senators and an ongoing investigation by the state attorney general, we're still talking about the vote back in 2020. In the latest update, Republican Senator Kelly Townsend issued another subpoena of Maricopa County on Monday afternoon. The latest demand for election-related records cites both the AG's investigation and a faulty analysis of the county's signature verification process. Here to help explain the situation is our own Ben Giles. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so tell us, first of all, exactly what Townsend is asking for here.
Well, there are two basic things that she's asking for, which the Attorney General has also asked for, and that's voter registration info, namely data about the signatures that are used to verify that your ballot is your ballot when you cast an early ballot, and information generally about the county's signature verification process. But in this context, I think it's more important to talk about why is this subpoena being issued? Why is Kelly Townsend asking for this? Mm-hmm. And it's in part because a letter from the AG sent back on March 9th, it made it sound like the county is dragging their feet. It talked about this is the third request for some certain information that we've made related to our investigation. Mm-hmm. And then that letter never really surfaced. Again, it was sent almost 2 weeks ago until Senate President Karen Fann, a Republican, tweeted about it over the weekend. The tone of the tweet was sort of, what is the county hiding now? Yeah. And, you know, Townsend's subpoena upped the stakes because that means in addition to responding to the AG, now the county is supposed to appear before the Senate Government Committee next Monday.
Okay. So in a statement issued Tuesday morning, now Maricopa County Board Chairman Bill Gates says this was all unnecessary.
Yeah, the subpoena, he said, was definitely not needed. He noted all of the action that the county has taken to work in good faith with the AG's office. They've already turned over 4,400 documents as a part of the AG's Election Integrity Unit investigation, which is based entirely on the so-called audit that the Senate Republicans conducted in 2021. Gates also noted the AG's letter was sent the day after municipal elections in Tempe, which the county helped run. Basically, Gates is saying they've been pretty busy doing their normal scope of work, but they are still working on the records requested by the AG. And again, no subpoena was required. The county is acting in good faith, Gates says.
Okay. Ben, let's talk about the basis for both the AG's request and this follow-up subpoena. What's behind all of this?
So both the AG and Townsend are citing this new study about voter signatures on ballot envelopes that was conducted by an independent third party. He's probably best known as Dr. Shiva. He was one of the contractors hired by the Senate back in 2021. And this is a new report he released that multiple holes have already been poked in, primarily that Dr. Shiva was trying to compare the signatures on ballot envelopes with signatures that he found in various public records. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison that way of the way the county actually verifies your signature, which is that the county has a number of your signatures on file to take a look at, to analyze, and see if the signature on your ballot matches up. It would be like comparing apples to oranges in this case.
Right.
So critics have said fundamentally this study is flawed and it's certainly not worth, you know, an attorney general's investigation or yet another subpoena. But here we are.
But here we are. So the relationship, of course, between the County Board of Supervisors and the State Senate has been fraught basically since the conclusion of the 2020 election. So what does Chairman Gates say about this latest escalation by State Senator Kelly Townsend? What's his take on this?
Well, I'm going to read between the lines a little bit here because the statement, it did point out, as I just mentioned, that a lot of this ask, this latest subpoena, is based on, you know, false and misleading claims from, you know, an independent investigator, if you will. But Gates also took issue just sort of with the way the news of this request came about. You know, it wasn't publicized until Senate President Karen Fann tweeted about it in, again, a tone that made it sound like the county is up to no good. And Gates in his statement said it was interesting that of all the exchanges between the county and the AG's office, you know, again, they've been turning over thousands and thousands of documents, that this one specific request was made public. I think it's pretty clear to say that, you know, Gates is suggesting that the Attorney General's office and Senate President Fann are trying to politicize this latest request, trying to, you know, take shots at the AG's office and to, you know, make it look like they are still on the hunt for some sort of wrongdoing during the 2020 election.
Right, right. And of course, the AG here, Mark Brnovich, is also running for U.S. Senate.
Which gives him plenty of reason to let the Republican base know that he's still on it. He's still on the trail. he's still trying to find something amiss in 2020. Brnovich has been under immense pressure from former President Donald Trump, whose endorsement would probably go a long way to winning the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. Mm-hmm. He's under immense pressure from Trump to prosecute something, to do something about, you know, the false claim of the rigged election, as Trump would say. So from Brnovich's perspective, it's not such a bad thing that this letter demanding new information from the county, making the county look bad, is coming to light at a time when he's got a primary to run.
Right. All right. KJZZ's Ben Giles joining us again this morning. Ben, thanks so much for your reporting on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.